If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Good afternoon. Brazilian and Italian authorities said they've launched two joint operations yesterday aimed at dismantling a plot to transport cocaine from South America to Europe using cargo ships or aeroplanes. The authorities issued 18 arrest warrants in Brazil and one in Spain against suspected members of criminal groups linked to international drug trafficking. In Italy, police said in a statement that 5 people were arrested. A source directly involved in the operation in Brazil told the media the main target of the operation remains at large, whilst the other 17 in Brazil had been detained. The main target, commonly known as PCC, had 12 properties blocked. The investigations show that the criminal group took advantage of Brazilian shipping infrastructure to transport large quantities of cocaine to Europe. The drugs were hidden inside containers carrying ceramics, sanitary ware, or wood, and were destined mainly for the port of Valencia. Both the bills for the golden visa ban and fast-track squatter trials have encountered resistance in the Senate, having recently been approved by Congress. Now, the Senate, where the Popular Party holds a majority, has approved a veto that sends the bills back to Congress. Within the judicial bill was the discontinuation of golden visas for investors purchasing properties worth over 500,000 euros. Golden visas originally started under Mariano Rajoy's leadership, and their removal was planned for next year. Between January and October this year, 780 golden visas were granted. A driver who killed a British woman in Mallorca by running her over with a 4x4 car while she was crossing the road has been spared jail. During the incident on December 21, 2022, 32-year-old Jennifer Worth was killed by driver Ana Carolina Liddell Sanchez. Jennifer's boyfriend was also injured in the incident. But the judge said Sanchez's actions did not constitute criminal behaviour, despite the vehicle having no ITV and bad tyres. And Spain is said to invest some 60 million euros in an artificial intelligence factory in Barcelona, as announced by the European Commission. It's one of 7 to be launched throughout Europe, which will act as interconnected ecosystems to promote innovation, collaboration and development of AI in Europe. The Barcelona Supercomputing Centre could democratise access to AI so that businesses of all sizes can take advantage of its resources. The Minister for Digital Transformation, Oscar Lopez, said the government is betting heavily on Spain being at the forefront of AI innovation. The factory will promote AI use in areas such as health, finance and public services, and it will act as an experimental platform so companies can test their AI innovations before they go to market. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.